We are now ready to send it over to Studio 2A, where I'm so pleased to be joined this week by Nobody, a.k.a. Willis Earl Beale. He's performing at HoCo Fest this weekend, one of over 50 artists performing, and you can catch him on Sunday evening, September 3rd, celebrating the upcoming release of the Tucson Trilogy, Turn, Circle, Sun, and Moon. We'll talk about that new music and a whole lot more. But first, in Studio 2A, here's Nobody.
Don't matter what you do, just as long as you move on through. such a brilliant light when you can hardly see the signs. You may not see the signs all the time. No, I say you may not see the signs all the time. No, but you know you can heal. But you know you can feel. But you know, sugar, you know. Sugar, you know. But you know you can feel. Like a midnight stroll tonight. Ooh. Let's look around and we will see the secrets that we can find. Imagine souls, what could they be? Empty streets, blow the breeze by the sign. Like the strays we are, and when we drift our souls to keep, we'll never ever be very far. And I'm feeling like a midnight stroll, mind is reeling, but my heart is bold. And I'm feeling like a midnight stroll tonight. Ooh, mind is reeling, mind is reeling. Said I'm feeling like, said I'm feeling like a midnight stroll. Again, saying things
I am teen, you know it's the same. You know it's a shame. And yet I'm never gonna be the same again. No, I'm never gonna play the game again. Because it's you that turned my world around. What can I do? What can I do? I'm in this brand new town. It's you that turned my world upside down. It's you that turned my world around. What can I do? What can I do with you again? Ooh, it's you again. Hey, yeah. Here I go back again, saying things I am seen to do. The thought of you, I know it haunts me. What do I do? I want you.
Tracks are from Turn, Circle, Sun, and Moon.
This is Locals Only. My name is Matt, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Nobody, also known as Willis Earl Beale. Thank you so much for coming down and spending tonight with us.
I feel good tonight. That's the best I've sang in a while.
Well, it sounded great. It sounded great in this nice little room we're in together. It's a great privilege for me to be able to share it with you tonight. For folks who are listening live, if you want to be able to experience the music of Nobody yourself, Sunday night, Hotel Congress, Hoco Fest. Do you happen to know around what time you'll be performing on Sunday?
No, I never know anything at the last minute.
Well, you can show up on Sunday night and you can be surprised as well, but it's going to be Sunday night, Hoco Fest.
I'm opening for Lee Fields, I know that much.
And that'll be for closing night, and again, over at Hoco Fest. So this, the batch of songs that you're playing tonight, is it all off of the new album?
Well, those three songs are, but the rest of the songs are from my previous long player Nocturnes. And the reason for that is because I haven't mixed the backing tracks because I'm lazy. So I haven't mixed the backing tracks for my new record, all of them. But I've only practiced three. Because really, they don't always translate well to the stage.
Tell me a little bit about that process of taking the tracks that you've worked on and recorded and figuring out how you're going to translate it to the stage.
Practice. You have to practice. You have to play the thing and sing over it and see if you can develop some kind of physical dynamic with the song. Mm. Because I already have an oral relationship or audio, whatever, that sort of relationship with the song.
Sure.
In my headphones and with my feelings. But sometimes if a song is, too ambient, what I try to focus on when it comes to songs for performing out in the street is songs that have a beat or a rhythm so that no matter what, all the ambient noise outside of the one I'm making won't distract it. Mm-hmm. If the song is too ambient, I can do it these days because I've gotten better at finding my internal rhythm and knowing the rhythm of the song without hearing that constant syncopation.
Sure.
But, I would recommend if you're just starting out, pick rhythmic songs that you can snap to. Mm. And, hey, I might release a record with no rhythmic songs. Like Nocturnes, for example, doesn't have very much rhythm to it. Mm. There's one song on there that's like a techno beat, but mostly it's ambient songs. So even though the music never changes, there's so many little sonic tubes in there, little synth tubes in there that are layered over each other, and it's so spread it and orchestral that it's going to be different. The performance of that is going to be different because I'm going down a different path every night.
Sure.
Path like sonically, like it's right. All it is eight tracks, right?
Right.
You might be using six or seven tracks, five tracks, whatever. You're going to go down a different track every night because I hear it and I know where it all comes from. So it's just like I'm still moving even though the sound is not changing, but it is changing. It's like it's an illusion,
So the batch that we just heard, were those songs written after you moved to Tucson, or did some of those songs predate your time in Tucson?
Those songs there were written when I was here.
And how, if at all, did moving to Tucson affect this project, this album, the songs that you have been writing lately?
I created an 18-track record composed of three different EPs. And initially, I wanted to keep it tight. I wanted to do eight songs. I thought one of my label that I was with was going to release it. And then I let them hear it, and they didn't feel that it had very good marketing potential. So I had to just kind of seek out my own way of putting it out. Plus, we had moved. Mm-hmm. That label was based in Portland. And my girl and I, we are kind of urban nomads, so we just had to go. Mm-hmm. And so when I left, she, I Lonesome Desert Records found me. Mm. But that wasn't until after I had already basically finished the record.
Right.
And so, but I started writing and then I finished the record. I finished eight tracks. And I still felt like I had more to explore. And this is the most creative I've been since my earlier days in Albuquerque when I first started out in 2007. It's something about the desert. And that was in 2007. That was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So now I'm back. I feel like this place has brought me full circle. Hmm. There's all these thematic connections to metamorphosis by way of planetary shifts. This is coming up more and more and more. And I'm just a person. I don't consider myself to be anything. Like, I'm just a person, a vessel, and I feel that these songs are a direct representation of the obscured, strange, magical vibrations that I have experienced in this place, because I have never really been the type of person that I'm more literal than anything. I try to be literal, you know? And so I'm trying to be very literal about these feelings that go into these lyrics that are really intuitive.
Right.
It's this like, I'm a square, you know? So I had to put them in boxes. And these are my emotions, my feelings, the kaleidoscope of Tucson. And that's what this is. And I never claim places. I never talk about places like that because I feel like I look out at the land and it's one geography. But my music's about geography. It's about love. It's about space. And it's about that. Those are interchangeable. Those are the same, you know. And so the ambience and the harmonies and the dissonance, the minor dissonance, it all indicates that. But it's hard to explain in a, like, to be a normal person and explain these things. Like, it's because, like, my thinking is always a lot more esoteric than what somebody's going to get out of listening to me singing what sounds like a basic love song that I mixed in my, you know, mixed in a house or something, you know. But
that's
how artists are. I don't know. I guess they're just like that.
Well, and I think that one of the things that's always been striking about your music, and it's striking about the music that you played for us tonight as well, is that I think your voice welcomes people in because you have such a strong, beautiful voice, and it gives people I think a point of entry, a more comfortable point of entry, so that the complexity that then follows and with what it's accompanied by in terms of the beats and the productions and the harmony, all of that, I think that you give people an opportunity to explore that strangeness, that complexity in its own terms, I think. Once again, if people are interested in finding out about how they can get their hands on the new record, courtesy of our friends at Lonesome Desert, what's the best way to keep track of that? Is there a release date that's targeted, or a place online to find that information?
Well, right now, y'all can help me out. Since the record is the finished product is composed of three different EPs, it's kind of a little confusing. I decided to put them all together after the fact, but the first version, Turn, the first of the three, is available right now online at CD Baby. And if you buy that, it's digital. It'll be 8 tracks. It'll be the Turn version. There's Turn, Circle, Sun, and Moon. So each one represents an EP. It's 3 EPs. You can buy the first for $10. It goes directly into my bank account, and I will go directly to Burger King. And I eat when you buy that. So that's what's available right now. But until then, you can see me on the street on 4th Avenue, buy a copy from me, or come down to Hoco Fest September 3rd, Sunday night.
All right. Well, let's see if we can squeeze in one or two more songs here before we get to 10 o'clock. So, again, you're listening to Nobody. AKA Willis Earl Beale.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And again, Sunday night, Hoco Fest. Let's just see what we can get in here.
Yeah, man. It's a little bit low, guys. The playback. It's pretty low, actually. Could you turn that music up, please? A little higher, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, let's start it on over. Ooh.
thoughts that get caught in her way. Get not lost like an albatross over the air. Don't wait, fly straight, be square, it's a day. Transport through a tube to a cube, it's a box, yeah. Like a box so clean and minimalistic. On a fly surface that is so realistic. Like a box so clean and minimalistic. On a fly surface that is so realistic. Don't squint, don't frown, don't laugh, don't cry. Get hits from sound, don't ask me why. Ooh. Say yes, don't know, stop, stop, and don't go. No, please, no, thanks, one level, one rank. Yeah. Like a box so clean and minimalistic. On a flat surface that is so realistic. Like a box so clean and minimalistic. On a flat surface that is so realistic. That is so realistic. That is so realistic. Let's walk away till there's nothing to do. Stand straight in a crate, don't bend, don't break. In the sky, in the lake, be the drone for your sake. No love, no hate. One position, one shade. All smooth, no rocks. The surface under the box. All smooth, no rocks. The surface under the box. Like a box so clean and minimalistic. On a flat surface that is so realistic. Like a box so clean and minimalistic. On a flat surface that is so realistic. No.
But the sound on that, I hope it's all right. It may not have been, but
all right.
Maybe, well, one more.
I think we've got to hand over the reins to the next show, unfortunately.
Oh no!
But we'll look forward to Sunday night. That's all Hoko right. Fest.
How did that sound? How's the quality? That sounded kind of rough, huh?
It sounded good in here, I'll tell you that much. And
all right.
Once again, Nobody.
Thank you.
AKA Willis Robiel, thank you.